U.S. military officials are investigating a terrorist attack that happened in northern Syria Wednesday. U.S. Central Command says four Americans were killed. Two were U.S. service members, one was a civilian with the Department of Defense, and one was a DOD contractor. The attack apparently took place while U.S. troops were on a routine patrol in the city of Manbij. And the terrorist group ISIS, which stands for Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, claimed it was responsible. It said the assault was carried out by a suicide bomber wearing explosives. The U.S. has about 2,000 troops serving in Syria. Before Wednesday's attack, two American service members have been killed in action there since the current operation began in 2014. The attack happened less than a month after U.S. President Donald Trump announced that American troops would leave the Middle Eastern country and that ISIS was beaten badly. Kurdish military leaders in Syria say troops can push ISIS out of towns, but that northern Syria is still filled with sleeper cells, small groups of terrorists that live quietly in an area until they're ordered to attack. Officials say the threat from them is very hard to get rid of. About 2,600 miles south, in the African nation of Kenya, there was another terrorist attack this week that killed at least 21 people in the capital of Nairobi. It started after a car bomb went off Tuesday afternoon, followed by an assault by several gunmen on a hotel complex. This attack was claimed by Al-Shabaab, an Islamist militant group based in neighboring Somalia. The assault lasted for hours before Kenyan security forces, quote, eliminated all the terrorists. Dozens of people were injured, and Kenya's president says more than 700 were safely evacuated. Tourism is an important part of Kenya's economy, and terrorist attacks have hurt the industry in the past.